This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA is projecting that 2024 will be the second straight year of falling crop prices and slim profits. How long should farmers expect this trend to continue? We will hear more from USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer next.
Attention!
What's with your father?
I finally got him to look at John Deere Operations Center.
You, call in air support and pass the word. We're mobilizing.
What's he saying?
We finished the north fields, and the trucks are moving east.
Crop duster, over. Harvest Hawk says redeploy. Redeploy!
Take command of your farm data. Check out Operation Center at johndeere.com.
Dad!
Hit it, son. Recon East Ridge. Go, go, go!
Operation Center, only from John Deere.
USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer says that to break out of a negative pattern in the ag marketplace, the United States ag markets typically need a boost from external factors.
And it's a tough question. I mean, it's a natural question, but it's a tough question. And I don't have a good answer. What happens is you get this confluence of forces which add a shock and give you a short price run until the market resolves itself, right? Whether that's a series of combined supply shocks from weather around the world, or whether it's a war, or whether it's some other event that comes along and knocks us off this path of narrow margins. So I don't know how long it's going to last. But if you look back in time, these narrow margin periods are more common than 2022 type years by far.
Meyer says that is why it is important for producers to set aside money during the good times for commodity prices to have on hand for times when the ag markets are not as friendly. He explains a few key points from the USDA's farm income forecast for 2024.
Net cash farm income for the calendar year of 2024, it's going to be forecast at $158.8 billion. That's down $1.8 billion, or about 1.1%, a little over 1% relative to 2023. So net cash farm income falling about 1.1%. Net farm income is forecast at $140.7 billion, down $6 billion, or 4.1% year over year.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.